Sir Derek Jacobi is one of Great Britain's leading actors, with decades of work on stage and in television and film. He can be seen in movie theaters now in The King's Speech as the Archbishop of Canterbury. For six seasons, he played Brother Cadfael on television, and his latest triumph is his award-winning role as King Lear at the Donmar Warehouse in London. He'll soon be taking that show on the road. Sir Derek has proven that he can play anything, from Shakespeare to slapstick, sometimes both at once. He won an Emmy for this 2001 appearance on the television show Frasier.
I cannot live to hear the news from England, but I do prophesy the election lights on Fortinbras. He has my dying voice. The rest is silence.
The hardworking Sir Derek Jacobi is in the studio of BBC Bush House in London. Welcome to the program. What a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Did you laugh when you were listening to yourself there?
Yes, it brought back very fond memories. Oh. Reminded me how easy it was to be a bad Shakespearean actor.
Well, you're in your early 70s now. I have been doing this for a long time. Is it time for you to play Lear?
Yes, I think so. I've been in the business now. This is my 51st year, and I've always had a great inclination to play the classical repertoire. And when you're young and you are so inclined, you go through what I call the Hamlet hoop. And I gave my Hamlet when I was much younger, and I played him for nearly 400 performances. So I got to know him rather well. You know, you're judged on your Hamlet, whether you can become a card-carrying member of the classic club. When you get older, you have to go through the Lear hoop for them to ascertain whether they were quite right all those years ago to give you a card to belong to a club. The impetus to play him really came from the director, Michael Grandage, a director whom I love, whom I trust, and I work very well with. So when he said, come on, let's do it, I couldn't really say no.
In talking about the Lear, who is your Lear?
Well, the one I've only seen three Lears in my life. I saw Paul Scofield, the film that they did of Peter Brook's production, with Scofield. I saw Donald Wolfert when I was a schoolboy in the 50s. And I saw Sir Lawrence when he did it for the television, when he was in his 80s, the perfect age for Lear. But he was a little bit frail. The one that I remember most, I think, is Scofield from the film, which in the film is almost entirely in close-up on him. I would love to have seen him in the theatre. But that said, I then put all that aside and find my King Lear, which is very much text-based, family-based, power-based, and mistake-based.
Here's an excerpt.
I know not what to say. I will not swear, these are my hands. Let's see. I feel this pinprick. Would I were assured of my condition.
Oh, look upon me, sir, and hold your hand in benediction o'er me. Oh, no, sir, you must not kneel.
Pray, do not mock me. I am a very foolish, fond old man, and to deal plainly, I fear I'm not in my perfect mind.
Of course, he goes through madness and eventually finds redemption. It's an extraordinary journey, a tortuous journey, a very emotional journey, and a very, ultimately, very moving journey.
I'm speaking with actor Sir Derek Jacobi, who has just performed King Lear at the Donmar Warehouse in London. In talking about your loops or hoops that an actor goes through, Sir Lawrence played Hamlet. You've played Hamlet. Kenneth Branagh played Hamlet. So it seems it's generational there. How did Hamlet evolve or change with each of those generations, do you think?
Oh, gosh. Of course, I saw Olivier's film of Hamlet in, what is it, 1947, I think. And that really did stay with me. That really impressed me as a young boy. I was only 9, 10 years old. And my first Hamlet was a schoolboy Hamlet. And what I lacked in expertise, I made up in noise and passion. It was very loud, and I tore a passion to tatters as a schoolboy. And then, of course, I ended up directing Kenneth Branagh as Hamlet, which was a wonderful experience, but it convinced me that I wasn't a director. By the time I directed Ken, I'd played it hundreds of times, and as we went through the rehearsal period, I would get an idea, and my first reaction was, well, why didn't I think of that when I was doing it? Now I've got to give it away to Ken Branagh. And I found that very frustrating. But I allowed my generous side to win, and I gave these ideas away, some of which he accepted, some of which he declined. But it was fascinating to see it develop from someone like Olivier. And Olivier's version was heavily cut, of course. My version and Ken's were the full four-hour versions. Hamlet, to me, is the big personality part in the canon. He can be played any which way, tall, short, fat, thin, male, female. There have been very successful actresses who've played Hamlet. It all depends on the personality, the sound, the charisma, the look of whoever's being Hamlet. The great thing about Hamlet is that you don't play his character, you play the situations in which he finds himself. You put yourself into those situations with those words, with those lines, in those situations, and that becomes your Hamlet.
Sir Laurence Olivier discovered you?
Not really. I had been working at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. It was my first job, and I'd been there for 3 years. I didn't go to drama school, so it was kind of my drama school, and it was all practical in front of an audience. And he was sitting out front one Wednesday matinee. We hadn't been told that he was there when I was playing Shakespeare's Henry VIII, and he came round afterwards. And when I'd picked myself up off the floor, when he came into the dressing room, he said he enjoyed what he'd seen, and a week later offered me a job at the Chichester Festival Theatre, the second year. This was 1963, and that company became the original National Theatre Company. So I was a founder member of the National Theatre, and I stayed with Sir Laurence and the Old Vic Company for the next 8 years. Mm. So in that sense, he didn't really discover me. He kind of supported me and set me on my course, I suppose.
What's the most valuable advice you've been given as an actor?
I think it would be advice that I would certainly pass on to any aspiring young actor. And it's that if you want to be an actor, don't. But if you need to be an actor, do. Because you will always regret not giving it a go. It might not work for you. It often doesn't. But it has to be a need. It has to be a visceral gut need. You have to think of life isn't life without acting. It's vocational. You have to need with your heart and soul to be an actor and to be prepared to face the unfairness of the profession.
Sir Derek Jacobi just ended his run as King Lear at the Donmar Warehouse in London. He's taking the show on an American tour. DVDs of the Brother Catfile series and the documentary Discovering Hamlet are available through Acorn Media. Sir Derek joined us from our studios at the BBC in London. Thank you so much. What a pleasure to talk to you.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.